Welcome back. Today on the program, we're so pleased to feature the folks from Bay State Community Services here in Quincy, and in particular, the Impact Quincy program and their Youth Action Team. So Catherine Im is here, and two students who are part of that team have joined us as well. So ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Great to have you all here. This is exciting for two students. Thanks. And Catherine, for you, a proud moment, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly, because the last time I was here, I was coming here to mention that I started the Youth Action Team and I want to recruit youth. And this time I'm coming back with some youth that can talk about what's going on in the Youth Action Team.
Yeah, so before we talk about that, tell me a little bit about what Impact Quincy is at Bay State Community Services.
Yeah, so first, Bay State Community Services is the agency that provides the social, behavioral, and prevention, the rehabilitative and treatment services. So what I'm part of is the public health and prevention team. And so Impact Quincy is providing services on those early childhood support, substance use prevention for youth, suicide prevention, as well as access to healthy eating and active living styles. So that's what the Impact Quincy Coalition is. Mm-hmm. And what we do is work together to create or strategize how to create healthier environments for youth through policy work. So we have monthly meetings and welcome to anyone who's a Quincy resident mm-hmm. or community partner. So that's what we're here to talk about, the Youth Action Team as well.
Yes, which you started two years ago now, right?
2 years ago, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was the thought behind getting that program together, the Youth Action Team?
The idea is if we're gonna work on youth work, why is it just the adults working on youth work? It should be youth-led. It's the youth leading their own future. Yes. So the Youth Action Team is really important on being able to advocate for your own futures.
Right, exactly. How many youth do you have participating now, 2 years later?
I would say we now have a confident 10 to 15, where in the beginning I was how am I going to get these youth to come to this volunteer work? But I'm glad there's a lot of passionate youth that want to come to this Youth Action Team and work towards their own futures.
Yeah, and what projects have they done in the past 2 years?
So the youth we have here today will talk a lot more about it. Mm-hmm. Should I have them explain?
Let's do that then. Why don't we do that? So we'll introduce Vedita Nayak and Era Budakova. Yeah. Tell me a little bit, first of all, Vedita, about yourself.
Hi, my name is Vedita Nayak, and I'm a rising senior at North Quincy High, and I've also been an active participant in the Impact Quincy Coalition and the Youth Action Team.
Okay, very good. And Era?
Hi, I'm Era Budakova. I am currently a rising senior, and I attend Quincy High School, and I'm an active member of Impact Quincy.
Okay, so Vedita, tell me a little bit about why you were attracted to Impact Quincy.
I feel like I was attracted because education is not always accessible to the youth, and I feel like the youths really need to be educated about just substances in general and just health equity and healthy life decisions. And it's really important to educate them about these because it's not always accessible to them.
Mm-hmm. So, what programs have you been involved with so far?
So far, the Impact Quincy Coalition, the Youth Action Team. I was also part of the Building Up Youth Leader Program through Bay State Community Services this past year. And just in school, the health programs and the DARE program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. And has it been what you thought it would be? Has it been
rewarding? It's been great. I've gotten to learn a lot of things, just how substances affect the youth and their mental health and just advocating for the youth.
Yeah. So why is this important to you?
I think it's important to me because, the youth really need to know about these things and how it affects their health, because usually the youths are really stressed out about just stuff in general, about school, family situation, about exams and everything. Mm-hmm. And they also get influenced by their friends and their peers around, and they start using substances which are not healthy for them, and they don't know how it impacts their health. Yeah. They might think that it's not gonna affect their body now, but later on going on in the future, it is gonna impact them.
So. Do you think coming from one of their peers, yourself, mm-hmm. The message is more impactful, if you will.
Definitely think it's so much more impactful because of me, a lot of my friends have joined the Youth Action Team and they've gotten so many opportunities to learn about these, impacts and how it affects the youth. And I feel like if another person the same age as me is telling how harmful these substances are, then I might actually listen to them than actually older people,
Sure, absolutely. What have you seen in Quincy specifically, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of substance use and the dangers that are out there?
I feel like in Quincy, I see a lot of people using, like, vapes and, like, nicotine and yeah. tobacco products. I feel like that's very common in high school, especially. Just people using it in the bathrooms, and that's I've seen. And school does take strict actions. Like, they suspend them or, mm-hmm. like, you know, they give them a warning, but I feel like we should also give them an extra, like, caution that this is not good.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So, Earl, let's talk a little bit about yourself and your experience with Impact Quincy so far.
So I have been an active member this year and a year before that. How I found out about Impact Quincy is mainly through my school's community service page.
Okay.
I joined them in the hopes of gaining community service hours, but what I found out in the coalition is that helps you gain more than just community service hours. Oh. It helps you get educated mm. and it helps you grow a circle, and it made me personally learn way more things about, like, substance use and how alcohol can impact the youth and the community around me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has your experience been the same as Vedita's?
It has been very, very similar, really? But of course engaging in these projects, which is something that I haven't done in the past, has been very new to me, but it has also helped me progress and learn more about these impacts mm-hmm. and how the youth around me is getting impacted as well, and how I can help them.
Yeah, and have you had the similar experience with your peers listening, you know, maybe giving more weight to your message because you're one of
definitely,
them?
Definitely, really. Definitely. I, like, put myself, when a teacher talks about substance use yeah. or how it can affect us, it feels less personal than when a friend of yours or someone your age that's going through the same phases as you is yeah. talking about that same thing. I feel like it's more impactful to youth around you when they hear someone in the same age as them talk about it, and I feel like it's more memorable.
Yeah, yeah. Curious, has the experience era in this program affected how you might pursue a future career or educational path?
Definitely. Yeah. I've always been very passionate about science, about neuroscience in okay. general, and substance has always been a factor of that mm. and how substance and alcohol usage impact the brain. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I feel like this program has helped me learn more about that, being active in the projects
yeah.
and going to many places, thankful to the coalition,
sure.
has helped me gain some more knowledge about
yeah.
this.
Yeah, and Vedita, you're nodding your head as well, so it's similar experience?
Yeah, you? Similar yeah. to me too. I'm really interested in health and science, and through the Impact Quincy Coalition and the Youth Action Team, I've gotten to learn so much about, like, just mental health awareness, public yep. health, health equity, which is so much, like, similar to the journey I want to take in the future.
Sure. Catherine, can we talk about the actual project, environment scan, right? So
yeah.
What is that?
So the idea of an environmental scan is that we're trying to identify what is the environment within Quincy,
yes.
what impacts the, like, what influences the youth as well. So is it the street safety? Is it the amount of retailers within Quincy? Mm-hmm. What are the marketings that are being done to it? So we had the youth go and conduct the environmental scan within inside the retails and outside the retailers, and just being able to identify, oh, this is what I'm seeing every day while I'm going to school
yes.
or while I'm hanging out in the Quincy community. So being able to collect that data and showing other people, this is my community, and
yep.
this is what is affecting.
It's real world, like, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's this is what's influencing me. So it's not so much about, you know, like, oh, this is just what's there. It's more about, like, the psychological mm-hmm. impacts of, like, oh, it's normal. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. Very subliminal, and it's very effective advertising, right?
Oh yeah, you definitely.
Know, for sure. You brought some pictures with you today that we want to show folks, and I think we're going to begin with kind of a visit to some legislators first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let folks know about this project and about what's going on. So, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, Era, do you want to explain more
sure.
about this?
Yes. So in the picture, you can see me and other members of the Impact Quincy, or just the coalitions around us as
yep.
well. This is from CATCA. So CATCA is the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, which is a major nonprofit that helps
oh.
local groups spread awareness about alcohol and substance use.
I see.
So this is me in front of Capitol Hill
sure.
with two of the friends that I made along this journey. What we did here is We worked in workshops. We met people in groups from all around the country.
Really?
Yes, okay. And we heard major speeches, and even we heard even the state legislator of health, RFK Jr., speak in the speech in Washington, D.C. Mm. We got to see the city. We got to meet a lot of important figures, and it was an amazing experience and very educational.
Very nice, yeah. Yes. So was that your first visit to the Capitol?
It was, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it was an amazing experience as well.
Very nice. Let's check out the next one here, and a little closer to home, the Massachusetts State House, right?
Yeah, this was the Massachusetts State House. It was the 84 Movement Enough Day. So 84 Movement is basically a percentage which basically stands for 84% of high school students did not use nicotine or tobacco substances, and Enough Day basically stands for ending nicotine use for the future. Mm. So it was where students participated, and they gathered from all around Massachusetts at the State House, and they just, you know, talked about the impact of the nicotine and tobacco use among the youth, and we also shared our findings from the environmental scan to the legislators at the State House, and we got to connect with the youths from across Massachusetts, got to listen to them and about how these substances are impacting their communities, their environments, and we ended the day off with a rally outside the State House, which is currently the picture you're looking at.
Yeah, so 84% of high school students did not use substances. So 16 do.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Based on your research.
The 84 Movement, I think it's like another coalition. Which we were just like kind of taking part in. They did the research, but
I think we have a few more to show folks here. The actual scan itself was taking place. Oh, first you had a visit to the state Senate, yes.
This was with Senator Keenan.
Yes.
He's really amazing. We, of course, showed him the findings from our environmental scan.
Yeah.
We kind of did a presentation, and we gave him the presentation to look over. We actually had actual pictures that he could look at, you know, from the environmental scan. We took pictures of how, like, the stores advertised nicotine products, alcohol products, and, you know, like, colorful posters and everything. Yeah, this was the sticker shock campaign. So we just explained all of this to the legislators at the State House, and yeah, he also understood, because I think he also attended North Quincy High.
Yes.
So, and I think he knows the Quincy community really well, so it was good.
So is the goal to get legislation passed or sponsored at least to deal with this issue?
Yeah, I feel like the real change also comes from changing policies that actually, you know, use industries that, you know, target the youth and they try to market these substances, which makes the substances feel very normal. Mm. Less harmful and affordable to the youth, so we're trying to change these policies.
Okay, Era, we're looking at another picture here of the actual on-site scan, right?
Yes, so Sticker Shock was a campaign that was planned by Impact Quincy.
Okay.
I participated in it with a lot of other members. It was wonderful, and the main reason we did this was to spread awareness to not just the youth, but also adults, and specifically parents, who usually during times like such as prom or graduation, or important events that may seem funner, they may go out their way and buy alcohol for their children in the thoughts that it may be, you know, unimpactful or it's fine because, you know, it's a fun event. Mm. But in reality, these little, you know, things can cause your child or that person to, like, in generalize, have an addiction later on in their life.
Especially if their proclivity is to addiction. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like these stickers spread awareness not just to the community and the youth itself, but to parents, and help them understand that what they think it may not be wrong in general could, like, cause something deeper later
on. Something innocent and harmless, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, because they may think of it as innocent, and they may do it not in the sense that they want to harm their child, because, of course, no parent wants to harm their child.
Sure.
But in reality, it can lead to something deeper.
Yeah, I think we have one more to show folks from Boston University. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is the Boston University Medical Center, I believe. Okay. So there was a day called MAPC Advocacy Day, where our students attended. There were two parts of it. We had like a training session in Boston University, which I'm going to talk about now. So we learned how alcohol policies affect the community, affect the youth, and we also worked with policy experts to create an advocacy speech, which we later presented it to the legislators again at the State House. So in Boston University, we met with these policy experts. They helped us create the advocacy speech. Also, we explained how these alcohol products are affecting the youth through posters and everything else in general. We recorded the prices of these alcohol products and the placements of these alcohol products in the stores and how appealing it is to the youth. And we created a pitch, and we also then went to the legislators and we explained it to them, and they understood. And we also basically supported to make a change in the community, and also supported for like a policy change that reduces youth access to these alcohol substances.
Yeah, Ari, you're nodding your head. This is a worthy goal.
It is very much so. I totally agree. I mean, I came into this with not much knowledge about substance use, or with little kinds of knowledge, and meeting these people, hearing speeches, hearing from more experienced adults and even youth has helped me grow and helped me be more interested in this field and be more interested in advocating more about these topics specifically.
Vidi, did you feel the same? Do you think
I definitely feel the same. I feel like advocating for yourself and for the peers around you is really important because, you know, students should have a voice in decisions that do affect them. So I definitely agree with Ara. Yeah.
Catherine, proud moment for you here?
Oh, really proud. I didn't even have to tell them what to say.
Exactly.
This is all coming out of them, and I'm really proud.
Yeah. What does the future hold for the Youth Action Team at Impact Quincy?
Yeah, so in the fall, we'll be starting Youth Action Team meetings again, and they're biweekly on Thursdays at the Thomas Crane Library. And what we're hoping to do is just making it, like, teaching them about how to advocate for yourself, what kind of policy changes will actually be impactful for them, and just also trying to make it in a fun way. Like, we don't want this to be another classroom course.
Sure.
Like, how do you bond with the other youth, and how do you, and having it be youth-led, not an adult telling you what to do, but, you know, the youth coming up with strategies for themselves.
Yeah. Is this kind of what you envisioned the Youth Action Team to be when you just thought of it?
Oh, yeah. No, it always has been with the goal of the youth is leading each other.
Sure.
It's the idea that, you know, this is some ideas that we can't come up with themselves, and, you know, it's about their own advocacy. So I think this is going in a great direction, and I think it'll only get better with, as they train the other, like, younger youth, they'll just be hopefully a cycle of youth being able to train each other.
Yes. I'm curious, Vidita and Ara, actually, going through this process, do you have thoughts for other, you know, studies or programs or projects for the Youth Action Team?
Of course. Like Catherine said, we're starting it again in the fall, and we are planning like some nice projects for the Youth Action Team to do, as I'm sure a lot of new students are going to join, hopefully. So we're planning to do some nice projects, like the environmental scan again with them, and just like fun projects. Also take them to the legislators so they can meet the legislators, share their ideas, and just educate them, because I feel like I've seen through the projects that I've done this year, I've seen how education really empowers the youth to recognize the risks of these substances. So, yeah.
Okay, and Ara, yourself?
To add on, I feel like engaging and helping them engage more and helping them learn how to advocate for themselves and take these teachings onto action rather than just information. I feel like that's very important, and that's one of the reasons why Impact Quincy exists and what we want to further on in our like mission.
Sure. So, Catherine, if folks would like to join the Youth Action Team, they can email Taryn Geary, is that right?
Yes. So, Taryn Geary is our Youth Development Coordinator who will be leading some of these sessions. So, emailing her will be a great method of tgeary@baystatecs.org.
Yep.
And we also have different flyers and QR codes for joining the Impact Quincy.
Sure. Ladies, thank you all. It's been a lot of fun to speak with you and learn about this program and hopefully inspire some folks to join you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Very welcome.
Thank you.